بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، I advise myself firstly, and then I advise all the brothers and the sisters that's listening to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and know that we all are going to return back to Him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Allah, He says, O you who believe, fear Allah. And fear Allah as you should be feared. And do not die except that you are Muslims. Do not die except that you have submitted yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I advise myself and I advise all the brothers and the sisters to have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And know that He's watching us. And know that He knows what we do. And know that He hears us. And know that He sees that which we do. No matter if we're in our homes, no matter if we are in our cars, no matter if we are at work in the closet, it doesn't matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees and hears everything that we do and we say. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we want to talk about some of the signs of the hour. Some of the signs of the hour. As we know that from our belief, from the belief of al-Iman, the six pillars of faith, is that we believe in Yawm al-Akhir and everything that comes with it. We believe in the last day and everything that it entails. And from those things are the aspects of the hour. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His noble book, يَسْأَلُكَ النَّاسُ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ يَسْأَلُكَ النَّاسُ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّ السَّاعَةَ تَكُونُ قَرِيبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and the people, they ask you about the hour. And the people, they ask you about the hour. They ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the hour. Allah, He says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Say that it's knowledge, the knowledge of the hour, is with Allah. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ, and what will make you know? لَعَلَّ السَّاعَةَ تَكُونُ قَرِيبًا, and what will make you know? Perhaps the hour is near. And what will make you know? Perhaps the hour is near. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to respond to them to say. This is over 1400 years ago. It was over 1400 years ago. Hijri. Allah, He told him to say, perhaps the hour is near. There's signs. There's alamat. There's ashrat. That show us that the hour, that show us signs of the hour. Let's ponder over this ayah, ya ikhwan wal akhawat. The kuffar, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He came to them preaching about the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they thought it was a joke. They thought it was a game. So they were asking, when is the hour coming? Because they didn't believe. Just like all of the kuffar, they did to the prophet that was sent to them. They thought what they came with was a joke. And they were asked, when is the hour? Where is the punishment? So forth and so on. Until the punishment came and destroyed all of them. So Allah, He instructed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to respond to them by saying, the knowledge of the hour is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't know. But perhaps the hour is near. And indeed the hour is near. Just look around. Look around right in this area. You're going to see what? You're going to see bottles of liquor on the ground. You're going to see liquor stores on the corner.
You're going to see killings in the newspaper. You're going to see zina to your right and to your left, and in the front and in the back of you. Zina, fornication. These are all signs of the hour, Yaquan. It's not a game. We have to prepare. And from the wisdom of Allah not revealing the hour, the time of the hour, so that everyone could be on his A game, so to say. Because if you know when the hour was, if you knew the hour was coming, or if you knew when your death was coming, you would prepare for it. Or you would do what you want to do in your life, but then when you know it's coming, you would try to straighten up. No, it's not like that. The hour, death, so forth and so on, is not known to us. It can come at any second. So that's why it's important for us to be on our game. You don't know if you're going to die right now or 20 years from now. You don't know if you're going to die next week or next month or the next hour. So we should be mindful, and we should be heedful regarding this fact. Allah also says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا. Allah, He says, they ask you about the hour. أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا. When will it occur? When will it happen? When will it happen? When will it come? قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي لَا يُجَلِّيهَا لِوَقْتِهَا إِلَّهُ. Say, its knowledge is with my Lord. The knowledge of the hour, of the happening of the hour, is with my Lord. La yujalliha liwaqtiha illahu. No one can reveal it except Him. Thakulat fi samawati wal ard. Allah, He says, thakulat fi samawati wal ard. La ta'tikum illa baqta. Allah, He said, is the knowledge of the hour, the event of the hour, thakulat, is heavy in the heavens and the earth. It's not a light matter. It's very heavy. Thakulat fi samawati wal ard. It's very heavy and burdensome on the heavens and the earth. La ta'tikum illa baqta. It will not come to you except all of a sudden. It will not happen except when you look, it's there. All of a sudden, baqta. For those who speak Arabic and the Arabs, they know what this word means. La ta'tikum illa baqta. It will not come, it will not happen, except, yani, it will just happen. All of a sudden, it's there. Wallahi, ya ikhwan, the affair of the hour is something tremendous. Allah, He also says in Surah Hajj, Ya ayyuha an-nas, ittaqu rabbakum. Inna zalzalat as-sa'ati shay'un 'azim. Allah, He says, O mankind, fear your Lord. And Allah is addressing everyone. He's just not addressing the Muslims or the mu'minun. He says, Ya ayyuha an-nas, O people, O mankind, fear your Lord. Inna zalzalat as-sa'ati shay'un 'azim. Indeed, the earthquake, the shaking of the hour, is something tremendous. It's something terrible. It's something horrible. Yom Taronah, the day you will see it, when you will see the hour, when you will see that it happened, the people, they will appear as they are drunk. They will look drunk, but they are not drunk. It will be the torment. It will be the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna adhab Allahi shadeed. It will be the magnitude of what just happened. The people won't know what to do. You will see a mother that's pregnant. She will drop her load. She will drop it. It don't matter if she's a month old, two, three, four, it doesn't matter. When it occurs, she will drop her load. It's not a joke, Ya Ikhwan. No one says Forget about the dunya. No one says, don't be a doctor. Don't be a dentist. Don't be an architect or whatever the case may be. But what we should keep in mind is we should have our eyesight set on the akhirah. The dunya shouldn't preoccupy us. We shouldn't just think about, oh, I want to be a doctor, khalas, that's it. No. Be a doctor, okay. But think about your akhirah as well. Think about where you want to be in Jannah. Think about where you want your children to be in Jannah. Or think about it's a possibility that you can land in the hellfire. Or that your child can land in the hellfire. Because it can happen. So Allah, He says, ثَقُلَ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا تَأْتِيكُمْ إِلَّا بَغْتَةً. That it is heavy. The matter of the hour is something, tremendous in the heavens and the earth. And it will not come to you except all of a sudden. And when it comes, as Allah, He says in another verse, in another surah, He says, that day, no one will be preoccupied with anything. Not with his mother, or his children, or his wife, or his brother. No one will be preoccupied with anything. لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ يَوْمَ إِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِي. لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ, every person, male or female. لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ, every person. يَوْمَ إِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِي. Every person on that day will have enough to busy himself. He will have enough worries and enough stress to busy himself from thinking about his wife or his children or whatever the case may be, or how much he had in his bank account or whatever. Let us reflect, Ya Ikhwan, and understand that we are all headed to the Akhirah. Every one of us. Young or old. We are all headed to the Akhirah. And we're going to have our a'mal. Imma hasanat wa imma sayyat. We're going to have our good deeds. We're going to have our deeds, whether they're good or bad. And they're going to be weighed. And no one will be oppressed. So if your bad deeds outweigh your good deeds, you can't say, oh no, I didn't do that. I wasn't there. I didn't see it. I didn't say that. You can't. Because the angels that recorded it are going to be right there. And you're going to have your scrolls. And your own body is going to bear witness against you. So there's no way to get out of it. We can get out of it in the dunya. But not in the Akhirah. Not in the Akhirah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, from the signs of the hour, is that yurfa'u al-'ilm, is that knowledge will be taken away. Knowledge will be taken away. How many students of knowledge do we have in this room right now? How many people do we have that have dedicated their life to learning the knowledge of the religion, to disseminate it? We can count on our hands. The knowledge of the religion, it has no weight anymore. It has no quantity, no weight, no qima. Learning the religion is... No one wants to do it. But the knowledge of the religion is that which will save us in this life and in the Akhirah. Whoever treads the path seeking knowledge, thereby Allah will make his path to Jannah easy. Who don't want that? Also, from the signs of the hour is that ignorance will be prevalent. Ignorance will be widespread. Everyone thinks he's a sheikh and a scholar. but it's the opposite. Also, killings, like we mentioned earlier, killings will be so much that so much so that someone will kill someone and he won't know why he killed that person. You see it now. We see it happening. After he kills him, now he's remorseful. I don't even know why I killed him. I got mad. It was nothing to justify the fact. Just killing people for no reason. It's from the signs of the hour, Ya Ikhwan, Wala Khawat. Also, Shurub al-Khamr, the drinking of intoxicants. And we see this happening around us. But who from amongst us is going to reflect and take heed? We see the bottles. We see the stores. We see the commercials and the billboards. We have to take these signs and reflect, inshallah ta'ala. Also, from the signs of the hour, is that time will pass by rapidly. We see all of this happening in front of our eyes. Have we become from those who are heedless? Have our hearts hardened that much? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that time will go by so fast that one year will go by like a month. A sana kashah, a year will fly by like a month. And look at us today. It's basically 2015. I just remember it turning 2014. That fast. That fast, time will pass by rapidly. Showing us what? That it's, these are signs of the hour. As-sana ka-shahr. And then he said, wa-shahr yakunu ka-jumu'ah. And a month will go by like a week. A month will go by so fast like a week. وَالْجُمْعَةَ كَالْيَوْمِ And a week will go by like a day. وَالْيَوْمِ كَسَعَ And a day will go by like just 1 hour. We see it. We see it happening. What are we doing to prepare for the hour? What are we doing to prepare our families for the hour? What are we doing? We have to all look at ourselves and ponder and reflect. Because the hour, as Allah he mentioned, la ta'tikum illa bakta. It will not come except all of a sudden. Also, one day the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was giving a talk, and a Arabi, a Bedouin, came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, metasa. A Bedouin came and he said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, when would the hour be? But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was talking, he was having a conversation, so he didn't respond to the Bedouin. So once he finished his conversation, he said, Ain Sa'il an Sa'a. He said, where is the questioner about the hour? The Bedouin, he said, Ha ana dha. Oh, ya Rasulullah. He said, here I am, right here. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told him, when there's no more trust, wait for the hour. When the trust is, he said, dayatil amana. When the trust is wasted, there's no more trust amongst the people. Wait for the hour. So, the Bedouin, he asked him because he didn't understand fully. He asked him, and how would the amana be wasted? He said, when affairs are placed in the wrong hands, then wait for the hour. When the affairs are placed with people who they shouldn't be placed with, then wait for the hour. We see the signs, brothers and sisters, like night and day. We all have to take heed and wake up. We don't know how much longer we got to live. A brother's father just died yesterday that I know of. And maybe it was 20 Muslims that died yesterday. Allah knows best. We don't know how much longer we have to live. We all have to take heed and understand that the dunya is faniya. The dunya is going to go away. And the akhirah is that which will remain forever. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us heedful of the signs of the hour, and make us heedful of the fact that we are all returning back to Him. So that will wake us up to, that will wake us up to strive harder to gain the righteous action and stay away from, stay away from bad actions.